'Tis the season for giving thanks, and many like to take this month to give thanks for something different every day. What if you had fleas? Would you be thankful for those fleas? Wait, what? I've never had a flea infestation, but I did have bird mites on my front doormat last year, and those little bugs are smaller than fleas and swarmed up my leg faster than I could blink. After a quick dousing of rubbing alcohol on myself and other means to quickly and completely kill them on my front doorstep, I can honestly say it would be difficult to want to give thanks for those little creatures. There is a story about giving thanks for fleas. During the Nazi invasion of Holland during World War II, the Ten Boom family wanted to honor God and respected all people, so they walked out their faith by hiding Jews in their home where they worked as watchmakers. They saved an estimated 800 Jews. The Ten Boom home was raided and the family arrested and sent to prisons. Two sisters, Corey and Betsy, ended up at Ravensbrück concentration camp. Corey had managed to sneak a Bible into the prison with her, so she and Betsy would read at night to the women in their barracks. It was unbelievably harsh conditions, but to add to it, one night they discovered fleas. Corey cried out to her sister, "How can we live in such a place?" Betsy, without skipping a beat, cried out to Jesus in prayer, show us how. And not even a moment later, Betsy had the answer straight from God's word that they had read that morning. She had Corey read it again. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances? Yes, give thanks in all circumstances. So they did just that. They gave thanks for being together, that they had the Bible to read. They thanked God for the overcrowded barracks because that meant more hearts to hear the gospel. And then Betsy thanked God for the fleas. Corey struggled with that one. I'm sure I would have as well. But still, they gave thanks for the fleas. Night after night, they were able to hold these small worship services in their barracks where women listened to them read from the Bible and pray. Lives were changed. They shined bright the love of Jesus, even in that place of darkness. They continued to be amazed that the guards never seemed to come near their barracks. Guards were all over that camp, yet not ever where they were. Why? Because of the fleas. Give thanks in all things, even for the fleas in your life. That may be the very thing God wants to use in your life to draw you closer to Him, or to use to potentially impact the world. That's the truth. Nothing separates us from the love of Christ, not even fleas. I'm Lori Klein.